Tyler Marshall from Swampscott is with us, Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month. And Tyler, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Tyler, congratulations to you on the monthly Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete Award. Athletics and academics coming together. Tyler is a baseball player at Swampscott. Unfortunately, no baseball season for anybody this spring. So, Tyler, tell us about that void and how you're kind of feeling it, and your teammates as well. That we're I think looking forward to a decent season this year.
Yeah, it hasn't been easy. That's for sure. It was a shame I didn't get to go out one last year with my friends, all my other caps, my seniors, Drew Oliveri and Nick Reiser, Dylan January, all those guys, Graham and Zana, David Stepp, and all my friends. We've been playing baseball our whole lives together. It just sucked that it had to end that way.
Well, those are some very familiar names to North Shore sports fans off of that championship football team from this past fall, which you were a member of. So you at least had that memory for the 2019-20 school year, your senior year.
That's right. If that had got cut off, that would have been...
Oh, man.
I don't know.
Yeah, that was a fantastic story and a great team. And you guys, you guys worked hard during the football season, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
Tell us, what else have you thought about that football season, the championship Swampscott season?
Yeah, I mean, we learned a lot. We had our ups and downs, and that was probably the greatest sports season I've had in my life. Just fighting through it, wins, both the wins and the losses taught us great lessons in life and sports.
So you're on to Stonehill. I'll ask you about that in just a moment. But academically at Swampscott High School, do you have a favorite kind of subject area, such as a math, science, English history? Where do you have a favorite area?
My favorite school subject is probably the sciences. But I also like some of the history and stuff like that. And obviously, gym class, Coach Bush.
Oh, yeah. Coach Peter Bush. You got it. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, there's been a Bush teaching phys ed at Swampscott for decades and decades there at with his dad having done it for many years as well. How about a favorite teacher or several favorite teachers that you've had at Swampscott?
Obviously, Coach Peter Bush. Brian Kirkland, he was the history teacher. I had him junior year. He's a great guy. Great teacher. He's a football coach, too. Michelle Yanofsky, she was my science teacher. I had her a few different years. Great science teacher. Very knowledgeable. Dr. Ratley, he's been around. He's a great guy.
Yeah. Sounds like you had some great teachers at Swampscott. And now on to Stonehill. You have an idea what you want to study and focus on at Stonehill at this point?
At Stonehill, as of right now, I think I'm going to be studying health science.
Gotcha. What is health? What does that mean?
So I'm not exactly sure because my end goal is ending up in medical school. So health science, I would imagine, is classes just to prepare for that, you know, and then obviously a pre-med program to go along with that.
Well, you've cleared that up. No, that's the answer. Absolutely, yeah. I know a lot of kids years ago would be bio majors or something like that. They've probably broadened that out a little bit, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, and now I guess some other thoughts from you on winning the award, the academic piece and the athletic piece and combining those two. Obviously, you've been successful at that at Swampscott, as your kind of record shows.
Yeah, it's been a grind keeping both up, both the academic and the athletic side. But I'm glad I was just able to get through it all and on a good note here at Swampscott.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, one other thing, you also, I know you volunteer at different things around town, and maybe share a little of that, what you've been doing, you know, on that front in the last few months or whatever.
Yeah, so back in football season, we did the football youth camp. We did that. We worked at the Little League tryouts, and working those, and helping kids down the field and whatnot, things like that. I've been working a couple jobs and just doing different things around town with the neighbors and everything going on. It's kind of tough, you know.
You know, Tyler, actually I have one other question for you here because, you know, Swampscott has that rich football tradition that goes way, way back over the years, way before your time, even before my time, really, I guess. But and it was always day football, Saturday afternoon football at Blockshitz Field in Swampscott. I'm sure you have memories of going to games. Maybe you could share that in a moment. But your class, your senior class, really the first to play a year under the lights the first time ever.
Yeah, I mean, that was a great experience to have that. It was kind of symbolic of what we did as a team, as a class. We came in, and with the classes before us, we worked to sort of flip the script of our past seasons. Freshman year, when I came in, we were 4-7, and I feel like it just symbolizes the new beginnings of Swampscott football and how we're going to continue to grow. The next class is coming up and everything about that.
Well, they have some, it's a cliche, but big shoes to fill, big holes to fill for sure for off of last year's team with all of you guys leaving, all the seniors going. But Tyler, thanks so much for joining us. Congratulations on the award. It's a great award to win that, and you deserve it. And thanks so much for taking some time to join us.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Yep.
Appreciate it.
Tyler Marshall from Swampscott High School with us here. I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com.